What's the status of what is the status of the fruits grown in the Shemitah year? Like holy destroy, like what?
When must a Jew servant be set free?
When a house in a city when was a house in a city with a wall returned to the owner? Like which year? Never, like what? Which of these is which avirah causes a Jew to sell himself to a non-Jewish master?
What's matzeva?
What were the Jews allowed to? What were the Jews allowed to kneel on a stone floor in the Beit HaMikdash?
Who must study the Torah?
If all the Jews keep the Torah, when will Hashem send rain?
If all the Jews, how many years did the Jews remain in Babel after the destruction of the first Beit HaMikdash?
Who was Zedekiyahu?
Many more. Which of these avera caused the destruction?
Which avera caused the Chorban Beit HaMikdash, of the first one? Which were the last two Shevatim to be taken away from Eretz Israel after the Chorban of the Beit Rishon?
How will Hashem act if Bnei Yisrael Chas V'Shalom don't do Teshuva and Galut? And what is done with the meat of Maser Behema?
Okay, that's it. Okay, this is the question. Okay, so let's go and hear what we have. 1 second.
Hello, you're on there. What is your name? Hello, on there. What is your name?
Okay, disconnect. Okay. So, again, you want to repeat the question, please?
Number one, what aren't you allowed to do on the Shemitah year?
Number two, to whom do fruits that grow in the Shemitah year belong?
When must the Jewish servant be set free?
When was the house in a city with a wall returned to the owner?
Which avera causes a Jew to sell himself to a non-Jewish master?
What is matzeva?
Were the Jews allowed to kneel on a stone floor in the Beit HaMikdash?
Who must study the Torah?
If all the Jews keep the Torah, when will Hashem send rain?
How many years did the Jews remain in Babel after the destruction of the first Beit HaMikdash?
Who's Zedekiyahu? Which avirah caused the Chorban Beit HaMikdash, the first Beit HaMikdash? Which avirah did they do and it caused the Chorban Beit HaMikdash?
Which were the last two Shevatim to be taken away from Eretz Yisrael at the destruction of the first Beit HaMikdash?
How will Hashem act if Bnei Yisrael Chas V'Shalom don't do Teshuvah in Galut?
What is done with the meat of Maser Behemah?
Okay, so first of all, 718-683-5858, 718-683-5858, and this is J-Root Radio, Junior Parsha Hour, and we're waiting for your answers, and meantime, if we have any, hopefully that kids, I'm surprised not to see your answer, you know, so many kids in Brooklyn, and all over the world, there was a question, wasn't so odd, at all, right? So let's see if somebody is. Let's see if we have. Hello, you're on there.
Hello, you're on there. What's your name?
I want to ask a question. What are the last two Shevatim?
Yes.
Could I answer the question? What are the last two Shevatim that were left in Israel?
Yes.
Yehuda and Benjamin.
No.
That's not the answer?
You got half.
That's the answer?
No, it's not the answer. Please call again.
Okay.
Thank you. Let's put some music, okay?
Shabo my love, the way you in the yamo is blue, and the yahai shabo my love, the way you in the yamo is blue, and the yahai shabo my love. Ay, 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 moiti, asiri, mi foi de ano, mi yoi, zai, mi yoi, zai, dalim. Moiti, asiri, mi foi de ano, mi yoi, zai, mi yoi, zai, dalim. Moiti, asiri, mi foi de ano, mi yoi, zai, mi yoi, zai, Kivini kola yo, 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 kivini
kola yo. Hello, you're on the air. What is your name? Hello?
Hello, you're on there.
Hi, my name is Yitzhak.
What?
My name is Yitzhak.
Yitzhak, yes. What do you answer?
Do you have any specific question?
What? Yeah, can I have one of the Shemitah questions?
One of the what?
One of the Shemitah questions.
Oh, what aren't you allowed to do in the Shemitah year?
Not allowed to plow.
Yes.
And plant.
Yes, that is the correct
and
answer.
And harvest.
That is the correct answer. Text your name and number to 347-927-8398. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Hello, you on there?
Hello, can I have a prize question?
Yes. To whom do fruits grown in the Shemitah year belong to?
Get off my bed. They belong to Hashem.
Nope, that's the wrong answer. Call back here with that answer.
What's the question?
What? To whom do fruits grown in the Shemitah year belong to?
The Kohanim.
No, that's the wrong answer.
It belongs to anyone. Anyone can take.
Yes, that is the correct answer. Text your name and phone number to 347-927-8398.
Thank you. Okay.
Hello, you're on there. Hello, you're on there.
Hello, could I answer the question that when the Bnei Yisrael learn Torah very good, that everything they learn Torah very good, that they get rain on a certain day?
Yes.
On Friday night.
That is the correct answer. Text your name and number to 347-927-8398. Thank you for calling.
Okay.
Hello, you're on there.
Who must study Torah?
Everyone.
That is the correct answer. Text your name and number to 347-927-8398.
Line. Zamri el kim zamri, zamri le makani zamri. Ay 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 ay, zamri el kim zamri, zamri le makani zamri. Zamri le makani zamri.
Back. Let's see. We start with the first one. Hello, you're there.
Hello, you're there. What is your name?
Hello.
Yes?
Yeah, can I answer a question?
Yes. To who do fruits that grow in Shemitah year belong?
They belong to the farmer and then they bring it for Bikurim, like to Hashem.
What?
They belong to the farmers, but then they bring it for, like, it's not a carbon, but they just bring it to Hashem.
That is the incorrect answer. I'll give you a different question.
Okay.
What's the status of vegetables grown during Shemitah year?
What?
What's the status of vegetables grown during Shemitah year?
I don't know.
Okay, call back here if you have the right answer. Hello, you're on there.
Well, me?
Yes.
If you ask me easy question, do I still get something like I text in and I get something?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
Got an easy question?
Yes. When must the Jewish servant be set free? When is he free?
What?
When must the Jewish servant be set free?
After 7 years.
Nope, there's the. That's the wrong answer.
Call have back. A different one. Easy one.
Were the Jews allowed to kneel on a stone floor in the Beit HaMikdash?
What?
Were the Jews allowed to kneel on a stone floor in the Beit HaMikdash?
I don't know. No.
No, that is the wrong answer. Call back, we have the answer.
Hello, Yane, what is your name?
Hello, could I have a question?
What?
Could I have a question?
Yes. Vegetables that are grown, what's the status of vegetables that are grown in the Shemitah year? Like, they're allowed to be eaten, they have to be destroyed, like tameh, what?
Anyone could eat them.
What?
Anyone could eat them.
Yeah. Nope, there's the wrong answer.
Call back. Can I have another question?
What?
Can I have another question?
Yes. When must the Jewish servant be set free?
After 6 years.
That is also the incorrect answer. Call back if you have the right answer.
Okay.
Hello, you on there?
Me?
Yes.
I have a question.
Yes. How many years did the Jews remain in Babel after the destruction of the first Beth Mikdash?
I have a different question.
Who was
Tzidkiyahu?
A king.
What?
What was his real name or what he was?
No, what was he?
What was he?
What was he?
Yes. King. Nope, that is the wrong answer. That's the wrong answer. Call back if you have that answer. Hello, you on there?
Hello?
Yes?
Can I answer the question, after how many years does a Jewish servant have to be free?
Yes.
Yovel?
What question?
After how many years does a Jewish servant have to be free?
Yeah.
After Yovel, after 50 years?
After Yovel.
After Yovel, 50 years?
Yeah.
That is close to the right answer, but it's not the right answer.
So then Shemitah?
What?
After 7 years?
No.
Call back if you have the right answer. Hello, you're on there.
Hello, you're on there. What is your name?
Tommy?
Yes?
I was the one that called before, that was the last question or whatever.
Yeah, were the Jews allowed to kneel on the stone floor in the Beit HaMikdash?
Yeah, that one.
Yeah?
The question is, the answer is, yes.
Yes, that is the correct answer. Text your name and phone number to 347-927-8398.
Thank you.
Hello, Yanni, what is your name?
Hello?
Yes?
Can I have a prize question?
Yes. When must the Jewish servant be set free?
When?
Must a Jewish servant be set free?
One minute. Yovel.
Close. No.
Close, what? But it's the wrong answer.
Close.
Shemitah.
Nope. Something to do with Yovel.
Call back if you have the right answer.
Okay.
Hello, Yanni. What is your name?
Hello.
Yes?
What's the day she has?
What?
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 What'd you say? Oh. What is done with the meat of Maser Behemah?
Oh, wrong number.
Huh. Hello, you on there? What is your name?
Hello?
Yes?
Yeah, can I answer the question, who was Tzidkiyahu?
Yes.
He was a king?
Nope.
No. Close, but no.
The whole Melech.
What?
Tzidkiyahu or Melech.
That is the incorrect
It's
answer.
Not the one that it takes.
Well?
Hello, you're on there. Hello, you're on there.
I'm here with you. The car is locked. Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, can I answer if you're allowed to bow down on stone?
Someone already answered that question.
A Jewish servant has to be freed by the seventh year.
No, that's the wrong answer. Call back if you have that answer.
You have another question?
Yes.
What's the status of the vegetables grown in the Shemitah year? Like, are they holy? They have to be destroyed, like what?
The vegetables of Shemitah?
Yes.
They are free for Aniyim to take.
What?
They are free for the public Aniyim.
That is the wrong answer. Call back if you have the right answer. Hello, Yanni, what is your name? Hello?
Hello?
Yes?
Hello?
Hello?
Yes. Hello?
Hello, Yanni, what is your name?
Hello?
Yes?
Can I answer the question, when must a Jewish servant be set free?
Yes. Yes?
Yovel, or if he doesn't want to, then they drill a hole in his ear.
Something in Yovel, okay. Yovel, but like when in Yovel?
Huh? I have another past question.
Yes. When was a house in a city with a walled city, returned to the owner?
What?
When was a house in a walled city returned to the owner?
I don't know.
What?
I don't know.
Call back if you have the right answer.
Okay.
Hello, Yanni, what is your name?
Hello?
Yes?
I can have a prize question?
Yes. How many years did the Jews remain in Bavel after the Churban Beit Rishon?
Okay. One minute. How many years were the Yidden in Bavel after?
70.
Yes, that is the correct answer. Text your name and phone number 347-927-8398.
Hey, bye.
Hello, Yanni, what is your name?
Hello?
Yes?
First question.
Yes. Which Avera caused the Churban Beit HaMikdash of the first Beit HaMikdash?
Yes, that
yes, is the correct answer. Text your name and number to 347-927-8398.
Okay, thank you. The second Beit HaMikdash is Sinat Chinam. The first Beit HaMikdash was different.
Where?
The second Beit HaMikdash was Sinat Chinam. The first one was Gilui Arot ve'Avodah Zarah.
Are you on there?
Hello?
Yes. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, would you like to answer a specific question?
Hello?
Yes.
Hi. Have a prize question. Have a Eved Ivri question.
What?
Have a Eved Ivri question. Have a... Have I ever requested when he's free?
Yes.
And Kippur of Yovel.
Yes, that is the correct answer. Text your name and phone number to 347-927-8398.
Thank you for calling. Hello, Yanni, what is your name? Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Question.
Yes. What is a matzeva?
I don't know.
Good call back. We have that answer.
Hello, Yanni. What is your name?
Hello. Can I have a person?
Yes.
How will Hashem act if the Bnei Yisrael, Chas v'Shalom, don't do Teshuvah and Galut?
What?
How will Hashem act if Bnei Yisrael Chas v'Shalom don't do Teshuvah and Galut?
Could I have another question?
What was done with the meat of Maaser Behema?
Could you say the question again?
What was done with the meat of Maaser Behema?
Bring for a carbon?
No.
What was done with the meat after?
So, Koyana kind of meat it?
Nope, that is the wrong answer. Call back.
Back if you have the right answer. Hello, you on the air. What is your name?
Alti Schindler.
Who was Tzidkiyahu?
He was a Jew. He was a Jewish king that they captured by Babel.
They don't mean this one.
Not that not, one.
Okay. They're talking about the Haftarat Shavua.
Not Tzidkiyahu HaMelech, someone else.
Could I have another question?
Yes. Which were the last two Shevatim to be taken away from Eretz Yisrael at the destruction of the first Beit HaMikdash?
Levi and Binyamin.
That is that's the wrong answer. Call back if you have the right answer.
Hello, you're on there.
Hello.
Yes.
It's happening.
Yes. What's the status of the vegetables grown in the Shemitah year? Like Tameh Tahor, like what? They have to be destroyed.
Tahor.
No, that is the wrong answer. Go back if you have the right answer. Hello, you're on the air. What is your name?
Hello?
Yes?
The status of the vegetables on Shemitah, they make fish and they can't find anywhere to dig.
What?
They are hekdesh.
What's hekdesh?
And the vegetables.
Oh, say?
They are hekdesh and they can't find anyone to dig.
They're hekdesh and what?
And they can't find anyone to take.
Nope, that is the wrong answer. Call back, you have the right answer.
Hello, you on there? What is your name? Hello?
Hello, you're... Hello, you on there?
Hello, could I have a very easy question?
Yes. When was a house in a city with a wall returned to its owner?
What?
When was a house in a city with a wall returned to the owner?
And could I have another one?
Yes. What was done with the meat of Maaser Behema?
Given to the Levim?
Nope.
And Bnei Yisrael?
Nope, that is the wrong answer. Call back if you have the right answer.
Okay.
Hello, you're on the air. What is your name? Hello, you're on the air. What is your name? Okay.
What was done with Maaser?
What was done with the meat of Maaser Behema?
I'll give it to the owner.
What?
The owner can eat it.
Good, that is the right answer. Text your name and number to 347-927-8398. Thank you. Hello, you're on the air. What is your name? Hello? Hello, you're on the air. What is your name?
Hello?
Yes?
Could I have an easy question?
Yes.
How will Hashem act if Bnei Yisrael Chas V'Shalom don't do Teshuvah and Galut?
He will destroy the Beit HaMikdash?
the Beit HaMikdash is already destroyed. So in Galut. Now that we're in Galut, and what would Hashem do if we didn't do Teshuvah?
Could I have another question?
Yes. When was a house in a walled city returned to its owner?
On Rosh Hashanah?
Nope.
That is the wrong answer. Call back if you have the right answer.
Okay, we'll take a small story, right? Yuda?
There was once lived a righteous man. Both he and his wife were old, and they had no children. Every day, the man went to pray in the shul. Afterwards, he would stand outside and look for a long time at the little children as they come out of school. He hugged and kissed them and asked, "Can you tell me what your Rebbe taught you today?" Each child told him the pesukim of the Torah that he learned. Hot tears rolled down the man's cheeks. "You're so lucky to have sons who learn Torah," he told their fathers. Then he added with a sigh, "I have no children." Since he was rich, the man decided to give a lot of money to poor Talmidei Chachamim. As he handed them the money, he remarked, "Please take this money so that you may be free to learn more. I hope that in this way, I will earn a part of Olam Haba together with you." When Hashem saw this, he had pity on the righteous man. When he was 70 years old, his wife gave birth to a baby boy. Can you imagine how excited the couple was? At long last, that dream had come true. The baby grew up to be a fine youngster. When he turned 5, his father lifted him on his shoulders with great joy, brought him to the yeshiva. He said to his Rebbe, "My son is ready to begin learning Torah. Which sefer of the Torah should we teach him?" "Let us start with the book of Vayikra," answered the Rebbe. "I would like better to start with Sefer Bereshit," the father said. "The beginning of the book of Sefer Bereshit teaches us that when Hashem created every day, and this shows His greatness." The Rebbe agreed. He began to teach his new student about Hashem's creation of the world, as it is written in Sefer Bereshit. The boy listened carefully and reviewed everything at home. He loved to learn Torah. Every day, his father lifted him on his shoulders and brought him to school. There, he continued to learn Sefer Bereshit with his teacher. One morning, the little boy asked, "Father, how long will you continue to carry me on your shoulders? I'm very big. You know, I know that the way to yeshiva. I know the way to yeshiva. Please let me go by myself." "Fine," his father agreed. The little boy happily set out on his way. After a while, an elegant chariot passed by. Inside that chariot sat a messenger of the king. Seeing the handsome little boy, the royal messenger decided to kidnap him. He also took away the boy's book, which happened to be Sefer Bereshit. This he placed in the king's special library room among his treasures. The sun began to set. The old father and mother, waiting for the son to come home, they were worried. Where was their dear son? Why had he not come home from school yet? The father quickly ran to the Rebbe. "Where is my little boy?" he asked. "I don't know," replied the teacher. "He never came to school today." When the father heard this, he burst into tears. He went out and began asking everyone he met, have you seen my son?" He then described how the little boy looked. No one had seen him. With a broken spirit, the man slowly walked home. He knew that his wife was waiting anxiously for good news. When he had none to tell her, they both cried bitterly. Their sobs reached the heavens, and Hashem had pity on them. In the royal palace, the king suddenly felt very disturbed. To calm himself, he asked that his book of records be brought to him. The servants ran to get it from the treasury, but Hashem caused them to choose a different book instead. The book they brought was Sefer Bereshit, that had belonged to a little boy. With great difficulty, the king sat up in bed and looked into the book. What language is this? He demanded. It's not the record book. Can someone tell me what's going on here? None of the king's advisors were able to read the strange book. Finally, he gave up. Your Majesty, they said, this looks like a Hebrew book. The Jews should be able to read it. Let's bring a Jew to the palace to explain it to you. The servant was immediately sent to find the Jew, but there was no Jew to be found. Then someone remarked, Your Majesty, as I was passing through town, I picked up a little Jewish boy on my way. Maybe he could explain the book. Bring him here immediately, ordered the king. Little boy was rushed to the palace. Have you ever seen such a book? The king asked him, holding up the Hebrew book. As you can imagine, the boy recognized his book at once. How happy he was to see his beloved Sefer Bereshit again. He had longed to study it all the time since he had been captured. Tears welled up in his eyes as he hugged and kissed the holy book. Then he began to explain the words of Chumash to the king. The Hashem helped him so that he expressed himself very well. He told the king all about Hashem's creation of the world in 6 days, just as he had learned from his Rebbe. The king was amazed at the little boy's words. He had never heard anything about this. He stopped out of respect for Hashem. How great is the God of the Jews, who created the world with such wisdom, he declared. Kissing the boy gently on the forehead, he added, I feel much better already. Your God surely made all this happen so that you should be freed. Ask me for anything you wish, and I'll give it to you. The boy answered, Your Majesty, the only wish is that you please allow me to go home to my dear parents. His wish is to be fulfilled. The king called out, Take him home immediately, but first fill up some sacks of silver, gold, and precious diamonds for him to take home. Soon after, the boy finally arrived home. His parents were overjoyed to see him. They were full of gratitude and praise for Hashem. In this way, Hashem rewarded this little boy for studying Chumash Bereshit so well. Chachamim tell us that one who learns Torah receives a great reward in the world to come, besides getting some reward in this world. Can you imagine the great reward that awaits a person who learns not only seven Bereshit, but the entire Torah?
Wow, beautiful. I want to tell you that it's a little bit long. So before we continue, I will take maybe five more callers, and then we go the answer because the time is short. Okay? You have Bar Torah? What do you want? No, okay, so let's take another five callers. And okay, you're on there.
Hello, you're on there. What is your name?
So could I have an easy question?
Yes.
Yes. Which avera causes a Jew to sell himself to a non-Jew to a non-Jewish master?
I don't know.
Like, call back here with that answer.
Different question?
Hello, Yanni. What is your name?
Ellie.
What are the status of the vegetables grown during the Shemitah year?
I don't know.
Call back here if you have the right answer.
8390. Hello?
Yes.
After I text my neighbor number, what's supposed to happen?
You can be entered into a raffle to win a prize.
And if I won, you call me?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Hello, you're on there.
Hello?
Yes.
Can I please have a prize question?
Yes.
How will Hashem act if the Bnei Yisrael Chas V'Shalom don't do Teshuvah and Galut?
I don't know. Could I have another question?
Yes. Who was Zedekiyahu?
Not Zedekiyahu HaMelech.
Hello?
I don't know.
Call back if you have your answer.
Hello, you're on there.
Hello, you're on there. What is your name?
Ellie.
Okay.
Can I answer a question? What's a matzeva?
Yes.
It's a spoon that they for the puss in his belly.
What?
It's a spoon that they put the puss in his belly.
You're coming out a little choppy. Say that again.
Hello, say it again, please.
It's like a spoon they put on top of the belly.
It's a stone on top of... Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello, Jan. Are you on the air? What is your name?
Me?
Yes.
It's
what is a matzeva?
Matzeva is a... can I have a different question?
Yes.
How will Hashem act if the Bnei Yisrael Chas v'Shalom don't do teshuva and galut?
He will... How will Hashem act?
Yes.
Yeah, like what would he do?
Can I have a different...
No, call back if you have the right answer.
Okay, this will be the last caller.
Hello, Yanni. What is your name?
Hello, could I have a question?
Yes.
How will Hashem act if the Bnei Yisrael, Chas v'Shalom, don't do Teshuva and Galut?
1 minute. How will Hashem act if the Bnei Yisrael don't do Teshuva and Hashem won't bring rain?
Nope.
Could I answer the question, what's a matzeva?
Yes.
A monument?
It's the Hebrew translation yet, but you don't mean to this, right?
Okay, I don't want the Hebrew translation. Explain. What is it?
It's like a stone.
Something to do with stone.
One second.
I don't know.
Hello?
Cass? Okay, I don't know.
Okay. Anyway, this is less. We don't have time, so we do answer the one more. Okay, for you, one more.
Hello, you're on there.
Hello.
Yes.
Could you ask me a question?
Yes. How will Hashem act if the Bnei Yisrael Chas v'Shalom don't do Teshuva and Galut?
Could you ask me a different question?
Yes. What is a matzeva?
A matzeva?
Yes.
What they put on the grave.
It's, again, it's not what I meant. It's a right term, but it's not this what they meant.
Okay.
Thank you for calling.
Can you ask me a different question?
Okay, we don't have time. Next time, next week. Thank you. Okay, we're going to the answer slowly each answer, and we get okay.
Vegetables grown. What's the status? Of vegetables grown during the Shemitah year, they're not allowed to be eaten.
When was a house in a city with a wall returned to its owner in the Yovel year?
Which Averah causes a Jew to sell himself to a non-Jewish master, insulting another Jew?
What's a matzeva, a pillar of stone?
Who was Tzidkiyahu, a Jewish Navi?
How will Hashem act if the Bnei Yisrael Chas v'Shalom don't do Teshuva and Galut? He will exchange Bnei Yisrael for better people.
Thank you for calling, everyone.
Thank you for listening.
Please tune in next week.
6 to 7.